1061 Shea presents the Biggs and Barr Show with Chris Biggs, Jason Barr, and Pasty Jamie.
Good morning, that is us. I am Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
That's Pasty Jamie.
Morning.
Welcome to the show today. Big show today.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to be handing out $70 million.
Wow.
Somebody won.
There's a good chance. There was the winning ticket sold in Ontario.
Yeah.
So.
And we got $500 worth that we're sharing with 103 friends.
Yeah, and us.
And us. And we're going to do that probably around 7:10 and 8:10.
Yeah.
We're going to check.
20 tickets, right?
Roughly.
It's printed out on 20 tickets?
Yeah.
We could, I mean, suppose we could do it off the air, but what's the excitement in that?
Well, exactly.
None. No.
So we'll do like 10 at 7:10 and then another 10. Well, maybe not. If we win at 7:10, yeah. We're done. But, you know, we'll see. So we have that to do today. We got a Nether Region Roundup.
Yes, we do.
There's three ridiculous stories involving the Nether Regions. Yeah.
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 Speaking of Down Under, we talked to our friend Leon from the Lazies yesterday about the situation in Australia.
Yeah.
We'll play that for you.
We will. The reborn XFL.
Ridiculous.
Is back. A bunch of new rules. Some of them pretty interesting.
Okay.
I know, Jason, you are.
I will check it out.
Yeah, you'll check it out.
For sure.
But when it comes to the NHL's new rules, you're never a fan.
Yeah, but the XFL is just a joke.
Yeah.
They're not, like, if the NFL adopted these rules, people would be out of their minds.
Yes.
But because it's a new thing, and they're like, okay, I'll look at it. It's funny.
The CHEO lottery draw also started yesterday, so we'll remind you about that.
Yeah.
3,600 draws something like that. Insane. We got a great call from the Dougie line we'll share. And, and we'll update you on the entire planet, as we generally do. Mm. All right. So let's start with Sticks on 106.1 Shea.
Oh, my.
We bought $500 for the Lotto Max tickets for the $70 million draw yesterday. We took 103 names of You Good Shea listeners to add to our three.
Which equals?
106 people are going to split this money. That's $660,000 roughly each.
And some, like, there was a winning ticket.
A winning ticket. Was sold.
Where was it sold?
In Ontario.
Oh, yeah. Good God.
So, I mean, our odds just increased, I guess.
Well, they did, yeah.
Well, not really, because the draw's already been done. But
hold on, I got off the Wi-Fi.
But, you know, our hopes have increased.
Yes, they have. I have just downloaded the Ontario Lottery or whatever, the OLG gaming app.
Does
it stand for Ontario? It should be Ontario, because it's the whole province.
But OLG is
the whole country.
Where you can do it.
All right, anyways.
It all works.
Yep. And we're going to start to, scan tickets at just after 7 o'clock. What's up?
It was weird yesterday, like seeing friends and stuff on Instagram or Facebook where they're not in Ontario and they're holding up their ticket. And I'm like, hey, wait, you mean the whole country could buy?
Yes, yeah, the whole country can buy.
And
absolutely.
I realized I always knew that. But then when you see it, you're like, ah, damn. But don't worry.
Where are
now.
The tickets?
They're in our boss's office.
Oh, they're still in our boss.
I assume.
Okay. So I was going to scan one now. Started off just by scanning one of them. Well, we don't have to. We can do it later.
Yeah, that's not.
None of us want to run down to his office, do we, at this current second?
Well, I can if you want.
No, it's fine. It's
like
fine.
It'll just waste a lot of time.
Like, what else do we do? We just, that's what we do.
Get there and back in 30 seconds?
No, it's fine. We'll just do it later. We'll do it later. It's fine. We'll let the suspense build, all right?
Yeah, I think you don't want to ruin it. Because what if we scan it right now and that's the winning ticket? Then we've, you know.
It'll be a great morning, let me tell you.
It will, I guess so. But then, like, what all this other planning that went into our show?
Tim Hortons on me if we win. All right, but we will start because the $500 ended up being printed on 20 tickets, right? Because that's how many of them lines per ticket.
Yeah.
So we'll start scanning them just after 7 o'clock and see if we're all winners. Now it's not retirement money.
No. But it's good money.
But it's a hell of a lot better than life money, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. So thanks for everybody. We're not going to read all the names because maybe some people want to be private. And it's, frankly, a lot.
We're not going to read 103 names.
Yeah.
There's only the one name I remember because the omen, John Woods.
Right.
Tried all 2 days to get in, and on the 106th try, he got through.
Yep.
If that's not guaranteed winnings, I don't know what is.
Yeah, guaranteed, eh?
Yeah,
okay.
Guaranteed.
Well, we will see. Listen, we got the XFL's back, so we're going to talk about some of the ridiculous rules that they're bringing back, which I think will make the game amazingly fun. And we have a Nether Region Roundup.
All about your dirty parts.
Yep, all about your dirty parts. Coming up on 106.1 Shea.
This is the Biggs and Barr Show. with Pasty Jamie
on 106.1 Shea.
World's a pretty heavy place right now, so what tends to happen when you have some real serious stories, it's some very less serious stories start popping their way through to kind of balance it out a bit. So we have another region roundup. Three quick things that we want to mention. First off is there's a new Band-Aid.
Right.
For your...
to help you last longer.
Yes. For fellas. You put it on underneath your junk.
Like,
you know
right
what I mean?
On the...
on your old taint.
Yeah. And it makes you last longer.
Yeah, it gives like little electrical impulses or something.
Yeah.
We want to hear the scientific...
Sure.
Science.
Yeah, yeah.
The design of the Mirari device is to use a small amount of energy to confuse the normal nerve function in the pelvic region.
The Mirari device is designed to be a patch that is similar in size to a large Band-Aid. The circuitry in the device will deliver battery-powered pulses. The product will be a single-use disposable patch that is worn in the perineal area.
Obviously not considering the hair that's down there.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
You're going to have to, prepare for the Band-Aid.
They're $25 a pop.
Wow.
So, I mean...
Those two guys probably haven't had to worry about that too often.
No, I don't think they have.
Too busy doing
science.
Great work.
Science. So that's the first thing. If you're rich and also terrible in bed, you have that for you.
Also not your problem.
Also a... probably.
Sorry, baby. You just look so good.
There's a graffiti artist running around Florida. No, Arizona, sorry. This is the Arizona one. Uh-huh. Who's leaving his tag everywhere. And he goes, you ready, Jamie?
Yeah, I'm ready.
He goes by this here.
One tag showing up all over is Penis Man.
So
they just write Penis Man everywhere?
He writes it all over town. 40 plus
like
incidents.
Creatively, though?
Nope. Just
spray paint.
Yeah, just the name. Not even like that funky graffiti writing. Just the words.
Where you have to try and figure it out?
Yeah, no. He just writes
like,
penis.
Like pointless tagging.
Yes.
You know, like where it's like, if you're going to tag something, at least let us know what it says.
Yes.
You know, this one, it would be funny if you like sort of had to look at it and sound it out like, Penis Man.
Right.
Funny. Okay, gotcha. But if it's just there.
He's a superhero, let's just say, all right, and he's just letting people know that he's there to protect the public. Is he a giant penis running around?
I see.
Swinging stuff, you know, swinging the boys.
Right.
Or does he shoot lasers out of his penis? Like, why? Like, what makes his, like...
Or is he a protector of it? Like, anytime a guy's, you know, playing a sport or something, baseball, someone gets a line drive, it's going right for him. Penis Man swoops down, knocks the ball out of the way.
I see what you're saying. Oh, too many questions. Yeah.
Also, pro tip for you, don't search images of Penis Man on Google.
Especially at work.
I did see the text. It is there. Also other pictures.
The third story involves Florida, and it's herpes-infected monkeys are running all over Florida.
Yeah.
Like,
macaques.
Yeah. The Rhesus macaques. Yeah. They've grown. Their population has grown to over 1,000 people statewide. Out of Silver Springs, apparently, is where they started in State Park, wildly, and now they're running everywhere, spreading herpes everywhere. Yeah.
As cute as macaque seems, the truth is, it's a filthy little thing that spreads diseases and causes nothing but trouble. Yeah.
That's true, because they're...
it's, of course, Steve-O from Jackass.
Eating the quail eggs, nothing to do with the story, and 50 species of plants. So, and they all have, 30% of them have herpes.
The reason, and they can pass it on to humans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just don't.
You would think that's the only way, but there must be another way if they're warning
you,
people about it.
Or scratch you.
Yeah, I think the biting is probably.
I was going to say, I mean, I don't know how many people are having.
No, they're probably not.
Sexy times with our furry little friends there.
Yeah. I mean, they're cute, but come on.
Yeah.
Love your animals. So yes, make love to your animals.
Exactly. So there's your roundup. All right, we got the XFL's back. New rules. Some of them, I think, will make the game actually enjoyable to watch. Yeah. And the Chia lottery draw started yesterday. There are probably still like six people in a room right now. So exhausted.
Yeah.
3,600 draws. And you know, every time they draw a winner, that name goes back into the bin.
Yeah.
It's nuts. But we'll talk about that too. Hang on.
106.1 Shay.
And now, in a world where stupidity reigns supreme, it's the half-ass news with Biggs and Barr.
Well, Alex Ovechkin and TJ Oshie both scored twice as the Capitals beat the Senators 6-1 in Washington. Ovi now has 684 career goals. I didn't look, but I'm guessing that's more than the entire Senators squad has right now. I mean, they're young, but like, I think if you combine them all together.
Oh, yeah.
I would think so. Maybe double.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, things to strive for.
Future's bright.
Yeah, Leafs host the Jets. Jets beat the Habs in Montreal 3-2 on Monday. Red Wings also beat the Habs 4-3 in Detroit last night. That's a shame. Montreal has lost 7 straight games.
Lost
I feel
to
so,
the Wings?
Yeah, yeah. I feel so bad for them, you know.
No, you don't.
I'm trying to be sympathetic.
To Habs fans?
To the Habs.
Oh, to the players themselves?
The players. Yes, of course. Always
it
very,
would be tough. Would
it's a tough place to be right
it
now.
It is, yeah. You millionaire playing a sport. Yeah. Awful.
Mm-hmm. Raptors have a quick turnaround after being beaten last night 101-99 at home against Portland. They're on the road tonight facing Charlotte. A plane crash just outside of Tehran. Iran has killed 63 Canadians. Not good. The Ukraine International Airline flight was carrying 176 passengers and crew, and crew crashed shortly after takeoff. So they're going to try and figure that out. Never good. The city of Ottawa and its insurers are accepting civil responsibility for that tragic bus crash, which killed 3 people and injured many others at Westboro Station nearly a year ago. Now, that formal admission is a good thing because it means it reduces the burden of the legal proceedings on the victims. That so they don't have to sit through court dates and years and stuff. Now they just have to figure out what the compensation is appropriate for the victims of the collision. And some of Ontario's high school teachers going on a one-day strike today. Goody. It means there will be school closures in a bunch of boards across the province, including the Renfrew County District School Board, which means kindergarten kids there I need looking after as well. You know, making friends all over the place. Should get a bit of snow today. It'll end this morning, and then it'll go fall to about -7 this afternoon. And then tomorrow, mainly sunny. And we're supposed to get some big storm on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They're not sure. I saw one of the TV bobbleheads talking about it yesterday. And he was lamenting about how cold it was going to get and wondering if people knew what to wear.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, I am serious.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, when people write your words for you.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to use your own.
Yeah.
Not, they're not that good.
I got so mad yesterday, I threw an orange peel at my TV.
On your TV, yeah.
I'm like, really?
Yeah.
Why do I watch this?
Yeah.
Right now it's 2 degrees, and that's the latest.
Chris Biggs, Jason Barr, Pasty Jamie, The Biggs and Barr Show. On 106.1 Shea.
Chio Lottery started yesterday, wraps up today. We'll explain why that takes so long.
A lot of you are going to get calls.
Yeah, you will. A whole bunch. And the XFL is back in about a month, but they've released a video, which we have posted on the Shea Facebook page if you want to go check it out, explaining some of the rules that are different, basically, from the NFL. So some of them, I think, are going to make the game better. Some are going to make it a little more ridiculous, but we'll go over those.
Does the ball, like, explode at some point during the game?
No, there's no explosions.
Or just disintegrate? That would be cool.
And then there's, like,
not injure anybody. But, like, at some point during the game, could be in the air, could be some guy running for
randomly.
A touchdown, just randomly just goes, and it disintegrates, and then the play is dead.
And then inside, it's like a pinata, though, and all the jelly beans are yellow except one red one. Whoever gets the red one gets an extra 3 points.
All right. Yeah, sure. You never know.
And they're all jumping, tackling each other for that red jelly bean.
I don't think science has got to the point where they can make a dissolving football that has a pinata inside filled with jelly beans.
We put men on the moon.
Yeah, we have vacuums that vacuum themselves.
What does that even mean?
We have all sorts of technology.
All right. Well, we'll go over the actual rules, not these.
We can cure cancer, but just don't.
Made up fancy nonsense. We got to do Eagles first, though. I'm 1061 Shea. For those of us old enough, remember the XFL.
Yeah.
When did that collapse?
2001.
2001.
The only last one season?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which featured maybe the greatest nickname in sports history.
He Hate Me?
He Hate Me.
Yeah.
You guys remember He Hate
Me?
Well,
folks, he's got the most popular nickname in sports. He's Rod Smart.
Oh, is this the promo?
Yeah. Oh, my
he
God.
Hate Me.
He Hate Me.
He Hate Me. Because I love the game of football.
Okay. I don't want it.
Yeah. No one hates you because you love football.
No, they hate you because you call yourself "He Hate Me."
Yeah.
And put it on your jersey, because in the old XFL, they were allowed to put whatever name they wanted on the back of their jersey. But anyways, XFL's coming back. It kicks off in a month, and they released a video about some of the new rules that are coming to the XFL, because they're trying to make it a little more exciting, a little more flashy than the NFL. All right? So, some of them, there won't be an extra point kick after a touchdown. All right? That's boring. Nobody wants to see that. Who cares? 20-yard kick that happens pretty much every time.
Yeah, the NFL could do themselves a service by getting away from it.
But anyway, so instead of that, there are three options after scoring a touchdown. You can try to score from the 2-yard line for 1 point.
Okay.
From the 5 for 2 points. And from the 10 for 3 points. So you can, your touchdowns can either count as 6, 7, 8, or 9 points.
Wow.
Depending on how you play. Offenses will be allowed to throw 2 forward passes.
Oh, okay.
As long as they're both behind the line of scrimmage. So, like, you can throw ahead of the line of scrimmage, drop around behind it again, and then throw it again ahead.
Oh, you can do that.
Yes.
Can you? Sorry,
like,
Jason.
Once you cross the line of scrimmage, like, it doesn't become null and void. I mean, why would it? You're just making up rules, right?
Yes.
As long as, so what I'm seeing here is, as long as the second is still behind. Oh, still behind. Okay,
still behind.
So they both have to be. So you can drop back 10 yards, throw it forward 5 yards, and then throw it again downfield.
So you could drop back 40 yards.
Right.
Imagine the quarterback gets the ball, sprints backwards. And then everyone's like, what's going on? You throw it 30, and then the other guy throws. That's kind of fun.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
The overtime structure is also different. Everyone complains about the NFL's overtime structure, how terrible it is. This one, it's a shootout. So both teams get one play possessions to score from the 5-yard line.
Okay.
Whoever scores the most times wins. So you each get 5 single plays from the opponent's 5-yard line.
Uh-huh.
And then whoever scores the most times wins the game.
Exhausting for the defense.
Oh, my God.
Wait, do they go back and forth?
That's what I mean. Do they have to switch ends, or do they just do it all at the same end?
And do they rotate teams, or do they go, okay, you get 5, try and see, because the defense will be exhausted.
Just 5 plays in a row.
I know.
Defenses play way more than 5 plays in a row.
I know, but I imagine it's going to be in quick succession, because it's only...
Yeah. I don't know if they go back and forth. They go back and forth, it's going to be the most annoying television you've ever seen.
So the Super Bowl in the NFL
is
February 2nd.
Yes.
This league starts the week after. Smart.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Smart. Yeah. They're not going to compete with the NFL. Yeah. Nobody's going to win that.
First game is Saturday, February 8th.
Okay.
Seattle at D.C. and L.A. at Houston, the 2 games.
Do you know the team? Sorry, do you have the teams?
The team nicknames?
Seattle Dragons.
Yeah.
And the D.C. Defenders.
Are any of the logos cool?
Sort of like stuff if you searched, like if you went on a Google search and said stock team logo, they're all kind of like that.
I like the Guardians. New York Guardians. That's pretty. Looks like a gargoyle head. That's all
right. Would you guys like playing for the St. Louis Battle Hawks?
What's wrong with the Battle Hawks?
I don't know.
Okay.
The one thing I remember about the XFL in its previous life was the very... Remember they had no kickoff and 2 guys would race 20 yards and dive for a ball?
Yeah.
And the very first one... the kickoff.
The very first one, a guy separated his shoulder.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that.
They've changed the kickoff, though.
Oh, it's different lengths.
Nope. It's still the same kick, but now the defensive team on the kickoff can't move. They line up 5 yards from the offensive line, and neither of them can move until he catches the ball. And they're only 30 yards from basically where he catches the ball. So there's no high-speed collision.
Okay.
Right? I found our team, guys.
What?
It's the Orlando Rage. That is perfect for us.
The Orlando Rage.
Go Rage. All right. So that's the XFL. All the if you care enough, all the rule changes or the new rules are in a video that we put on the Shea Facebook page.
Yeah, have a look at it.
Go grab that.
I'll check it out.
Can you bet on it?
Well, probably.
You can bet on it. Because
then people will care.
What do you mean, can you bet anything?
You can
bet on anything.
Okay.
I don't know if Proline's going to carry it, but you can bet.
Okay. That's true. You
don't
go on the internet.
You don't got a guy?
These days.
You got to get a guy.
I don't got a guy.
We got Chio Lottery started yesterday. And they still haven't got to the grand prize yet, have they?
Can't imagine they will until later today.
So many draws. But we'll recap that because a lot of you bought tickets to help that great hospital. So hang on.
The Biggs and Barr Show with Pace.
Pasty Jamie.
Hey.
Hello.
Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 9.
On 106.1 Shay.
Okay, now fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Text us your questions, any topic, any subject. We'll answer as many as we can, please. Have you guys drawn the, or you guys checked your lottery tickets yet?
No.
No, we have not. We're going to do that just after 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock. The $500 for the Lotto Max that we have.
500 tickets, like lines. $500 worth of tickets.
Yeah.
Someone took issue saying that you had 500 tickets or something like that.
No, they said no. 500 lines, but we never said 500 lines. We just said $500 worth of tickets.
Yeah.
So we'll do that just after 7.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
What's
I'm
the
having
funniest...
trouble loading my stuff. Sorry.
What's the funniest thing that has happened to you recently?
The funniest thing?
Yesterday, I got a cat. Just before Christmas.
Yeah.
And yesterday, I was having some cereal before I left for work, and the cat jumped up on the counter and stood up on its hind legs, put one paw on my shoulder, licked my face like a little soft kiss, and then jumped down and went away.
Just gave you a good morning.
And I laughed.
Yeah.
I was like, what a ridiculous creature.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, bud, have a good day. And then off it went.
thanks for coming to Ottawa. You guys are great. Well, thanks for, it was a while ago. We consider ourselves here now.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
Over the Christmas holidays, or just before, people were like, hey, are you going home for Christmas? And I'm like, this is my home. This is where I live. People will come visit me. And they did.
Yeah.
I didn't go anywhere.
That's our spot.
I stayed home.
We're here now. on my license, it says Ottawa.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you are arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family assume you had done? Probably murder.
Yeah, but not like in like a public spectacle.
No.
Like you had just slipped into the night and taken someone's life, and one of your hair follicles had fallen and they found it. Like some wicked CSI case.
Sure.
Me, probably assault.
Yeah.
In a very spectacle manner.
Well, nice guys, these guys are.
And James, when he gets caught for a peep in a parm.
Yeah.
Hey, just having a look.
That day when he goes and gets a parm and he goes and takes a peep. That's when they catch a peep in a parm and a Pepsi. How long before humanity realizes our existential demise is determined, or what secret conspiracy would you like to start? I don't know. Everything ends, so the human race will end.
Sure.
At some point.
There is the thing that came out a couple days ago where people think that aliens are already among us. We've been saying that for years.
19% of people believe it.
Yeah, I think
we are the aliens.
Yeah, we've discussed that. There's a stand-up comedian who does a bit like that. He's like, we're the only species uncomfortable on our planet 95% of the time.
It's true.
We're either too hot or too cold, which means we didn't come from here.
I think basically human beings are the outcasts of the other alien race. Earth is the aliens' Australia.
Like the early Australia.
Yeah, they just sent us
here.
Where
it was all criminals.
They're like, you guys suck. Get out. and this is that's what Earth is comprised of.
Yeah, that's what we made.
Is the outcast.
Or some sort of weird mix of alien and like ape DNA that created humans. And then we're just kind of, we're still mostly ape.
Some of the aliens had a hangover weekend with some gorillas at some point.
Exactly. Yeah,
and then out we came. Yeah, and they were like, ooh, these guys can't survive anywhere.
If you were a superhero, what or who would be your nemesis?
Yogurt Man.
Jamie would be Yogurt Man.
Yogurt Man. It is my Achilles heel.
Damn you, Yogurt Man. I was set to rule the world, and you laid down a fresh swath of yogurt in front of me.
Damn you, Yogurt Man.
Yogurt.
It's like your kryptonite. Yeah. That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Questions.
Biggs and Barr Show with Pasty Jamie. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 9 on the Capital of Rock.
106.1 Shay.
Okay.
Everybody just relax. Take some deep breaths. Let's calm down.
Zen.
Because we're about to scan some tickets.
Yeah.
And we're probably going to win $70 million.
Yeah.
Okay. Combined with all the other 103 people we gave.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay, I'm ready.
You guys ready?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
ready.
Okay, just to re-up.
Yeah.
We have purchased $500 worth of Lotto Max tickets. Over the last 2 days, we've taken 103 names of people who are going to join us in splitting the $70 million jackpot when we win it.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you touching my phone? Get out of here.
Yeah, why are we touching his phone?
Get out of here.
It's weird.
I'll tell you after.
Okay.
And now we're going to check our tickets to see if we, well, to see that we've won $70 million because somebody in Ontario has won.
Yeah. We have 20 individual tickets. That's just how they worked it out. So we'll see if we can do 10
we'll
here.
We'll check 10 now if the app works. Okay, you guys ready?
The reason I was touching his foot, turn the volume up. Turn your little button up on the side.
Oh, okay. Does it make a noise?
Does it make a winning noise?
You'd think. I don't know. I've never used
it.
Okay. All right. So let's check the first ticket. You guys ready?
You know who's most nervous about this?
Oh, yeah.
Our legal department.
Yeah. Because it's 100%. A disaster if we win. Yeah.
Because we didn't actually ask them if we could do this. And they were like, what did you guys say?
Scanning the first ticket.
What is it?
The circle is spinning.
How long does this take?
It's spinning.
Is it still spinning?
It's spinning.
This is going to take like 20 minutes.
Still spinning. I'm guessing a lot of people are checking probably right now.
Probably,
It's bogged down a bit. Free ticket.
Hey, we want a free ticket. We are still alive.
Woo!
Okay. Better than a kick in the head.
Yep. Well, I think even losing is better than a kick in the head. But no, come on. Here we go. All right, second ticket. Ready?
We're not doing all of them right now.
We'll just do 10.
We're going to do 10 of them. We're going to do 10.
103 lucky people got in. Some called over 100 times to get through the line.
Second ticket.
It is the most popular contest we've ever done.
One of them, yeah. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, what is it?
Is it spinning?
Free ticket.
Another free ticket.
Another free ticket.
That's crazy.
Man, we are on fire.
So
yes,
I guess
explain what's going to happen
when we get
Jason.
Free tickets. We'll just play again, and the same people will be in the pool.
But somebody already won the 70. Oh, spinning.
Yeah, but we have to continue to play until we win nothing.
Ticket number three. That could be forever because you always win a free ticket.
Yeah. So this could go on. This could be 103 of our best friends.
Yeah.
The suspense of this app is killing me.
Winning a free ticket is
stop
cool
spinning.
And all. But I would appreciate a little bit of money.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. Come on, OLG. Pick it up.
Yeah. Are you mad at technology?
I am. It's just spinning circle at me for like an hour. How long is it to figure out?
While you're talking about OLG, this afternoon, Cosmo, he might have a $100 voucher for the $6.49 lotto. So much lottery. Chio, what did we
it's
win?
Still
it's just spinning.
Okay.
This is like the worst, horrendously anticlimactic.
But
it's
if we
just
win.
Spinning.
Okay.
Is it trying to track me? Is it trying to, because it's a big win? I don't know what's going on here.
I don't know what it is. I know you're getting mad at technology. When I was a kid, my dad would have his lottery ticket. He'd have to go out and get the newspaper.
and
then he'd have to bring it back. And he'd, put his glasses to the end of his nose and get his pencil out.
It's the winning ticket. It's trying.
And circle the numbers. And then inevitably, he would swear. Go to work another
week.
Not a winner. Throw it in the garbage.
That ticket's not a winner.
So we have seven more to do? This is crazy.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. I don't think we're going to be able to do this. I think we're going to have to do it
maybe
during
one of
music.
Or one of you can run out to the gas station around the corner.
Well, next one. That will take you just as long.
No.
Well, to get there, then,
I can see it.
You can see what?
The gas station.
Oh, from our window?
Basically.
I don't care. If you guys want to stay here, I'll go. But what are we going to do? How are we going to do that? On a cell phone?
Well, make our boss go. He's here. He rode his bike to work. Have him ride over to the Petro.
I had to borrow my car yesterday to get a coffee.
A sweet wheelie. Yeah.
Well, we didn't want the coffee to get cold.
Yeah, this is stupid.
All right, okay. Sorry.
We tested this earlier. It worked just fine.
Worked.
Of course, now.
As everyone's waking up and checking their lottery
tickets. This is ridiculous. Garbage. It's a conspiracy. It's still spinning.
We still won like two free tickets. So essentially, we have won the lottery.
But not really.
Well, we did. We won.
We won them more. Oh, the request is timed. You know what? Beat it.
All right. We'll figure it out.
What a debacle this morning.
Due to the volume of people using the OLG app to check their tickets,
it's pretty much crashed.
A little cumbersome to try to verify if we are winners or not.
Because we got 20 tickets, 15 lines a ticket. 103 of you are waiting to find out if we've all won $70 million together. So we sent our boss, Adam.
Yeah, luckily he lives here. And he like in this radio station.
Yeah, he's here. Like, it's stupid early.
And he's here this early. So we've sent him off. He's our boss slash intern.
Yeah, because he has to borrow my car like an intern would.
He doesn't have a car.
Because he rides his bike to work like a psycho. So
like the gear he puts on, like full snow pants and everything. Well,
you would have to. You would freeze to death.
Oh, he's like in a full, he's a grown man. He's in his 40s. Why is he riding his bike to work
in the
winter?
He likes to be healthy and conserve the environment or whatever.
You should see him wheelie.
What do you mean? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he would, the whole way.
I thought I meant wheeling like the ladies.
No.
He's married with a young child.
No, riding his bicycle.
Wheelie.
I think in the summer he rides a unicycle.
I really hope that he does.
Well, I'm just calling him here.
Okay. So we sent him to the gas station to check.
Yeah.
So we'll see where he is. Sorry, he volunteered. Yo. Hey, Adam, where are you? Are you there?
Yo. Yeah.
Are you checking?
Hold on, I was getting a notepad.
Okay.
You left your notepad
You left your notepad here.
Oh, I just got a new one.
By the way, great notes from our last meeting. Your doodles of stars and happy faces, amazing.
Yeah.
At least they were happy faces, right? Well, can I just say I love that our boss is our intern. Yeah. It's amazing.
It's our boss turn.
Yeah, our boss turn. All right. So?
Okay.
Are you going to the manual thing, or are you in line?
No. I'm at the manual thing.
Okay.
So, do you want me just to start?
Yeah, just get at it, man. Let's go. People have been waiting.
We've got 20 tickets here.
Okay.
Ticket one.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Wow.
Sometimes you have to, like...
winning ticket. Winning ticket.
Wow.
What was it?
What was it?
What did we win?
It's one winning ticket.
It doesn't say what it was?
Like a free ticket is what you're saying?
Yeah, it just says winning ticket.
It should tell you.
Wait. So it says...
You never played the lottery before?
Hey, boss turn. Get your stuff together.
Signed winning ticket. Oh, free play. So this
free
is
play.
A free play.
Okay, good. Okay. Free ticket. All right. Okay, so we won the lottery.
Yeah.
Stop saying that.
We did.
People are going to think we won $70 million.
We didn't win all of it. We won a free ticket.
Oh, another free play.
Another one.
All right.
Winner. Daniel.
Okay. Ticket three.
Jamie, stop playing that.
It is kind of fun.
Okay, I like Jamie, keep playing it.
It is another free play.
What is happening?
I don't have a free ticket on every ticket.
I don't know. This is ridiculous. We got to build, though. Next will be like $10.
If you're just joining us, we sent our boss, Adam, to the...
Boss turn.
Yeah.
It says free play again.
Oh, my God.
We want a free ticket on everyone. We sent him to the gas station to check all the lottery tickets because the OLG app has been overrun with ticket checkers.
Did any of us sign the tickets?
Oh, no.
We've given them to him?
Without signing them?
Oh, no! Oh, okay, $20.
$20!
Yes! Yay! We won the lottery! Yeah. Play the thing!
Winner, Daniel.
Okay.
Winner, Daniel.
Jesus.
Okay. To recap, because I raced through a few of those just to make sure this is working properly.
Okay.
So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 free plays. And
okay.
We've won $20 so far.
All right.
Okay, great.
5 free plays and $20. You halfway
That's
through
a
the tickets?
ROI on $500.
What did you say about $500?
I don't know. What did you say?
Oh, return on whatever investment.
Right.
Yeah. Stop using your fancy finance terms.
So far, people are getting just under 19 cents each.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay, one free play.
Another one.
Two free plays.
This is killing me. He's doing pretty well. He's flying through them pretty quick. I mean,
normally the machine doesn't work that
shows
fast.
Shows us why he's the boss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boss.
One free play.
Another free play.
Yep. So one free play.
All right. So that's.
Wait. Okay. Do we even believe him? Like at this point, is he just pocketing tickets that are winners?
Do you think that
we didn't sign a ticket?
No. I know. You think we won $70 million and has been able to contain his excitement
about
so quickly?
$70 million, but I mean something.
Not a winning ticket.
Okay. Yeah.
Throw it out.
Jamie.
Everything else has been one free play or $20.
$20.
Free play.
Okay.
So many free plays.
A lot of free plays.
This is compelling.
This is riveting radio.
Yeah. I can see why you guys hired us.
Not a winning ticket.
Damn it. You're bad luck. Come on.
You suck,
Adam. Not a winning
ticket. Walk back. Leave my car there and walk back.
But then you'll have to walk to get it.
All right. Okay, drive it back.
Play.
Another free play.
All right.
Man. going on here? 19 cents?
One free play.
Another one.
Okay, we got three left. We've got three left.
Well, so all we need is one.
We've got 15 free plays and $20. That's what we've won so far.
It's pathetic. Jerks.
Not a winning ticket.
Not a winning
Two.
What?
Two left.
Oh, two left.
Come on.
Not a winning ticket.
Okay. Okay, last one. Last one. Okay.
Oh, come on.
One ticket left, please. Please. Please.
Come on. What is it?
Two free plays.
Free play.
A free play.
So for our $500 investment, we won $20. Which means that everyone who qualified gets 18 cents. Just under.
We can't even give them that because there's no such thing as pennies anymore.
Can we round up to 20 cents?
Well, ask the boss. Ask the
boss. Can we round up to 20 cents? How about a quarter? Can we give everybody a quarter?
That's not in the budget.
It's not. Yeah, we blew all our budget on these stupid lottery tickets. Damn it.
All right.
Free plays, though.
Yeah, we got a lot of free. Yeah. There's hope. There's hope, right?
Yeah. Well, while you're there, cash them all in and get our numbers for next time.
Yeah. Yeah. Do that.
Might as well.
And grab us a coffee. You're right next door to Tim Hortons. Yeah.
All right. It's coming out of the $20. If I
All right. Everyone only gets 9 cents now.
All right. Thanks, boss.
Thanks, boss.
We'll see you.
Thank you.
See you soon. Oh man.
Well, I mean.
Hey, it was fun.
It may be.
Was that fun?
Not really.
I don't think it was positive. That fun.
We may not explain it totally, but we can say that we won the lottery.
Somebody texted, look at this wicked positive texture. Your free plays are a chance to win millions in the next draw.
This is true.
That is true.
Great spin.
Thank you. The next draw is not going to be $70 million, though.
33.
So we're keeping the same 103? Sure. We're just going to roll in the next lottery?
Yeah, I think so. I think we have to.
Okay.
It's $33 million on Friday so far.
Really? It's already at $33
million? Yeah. That's what someone said.
Okay.
Well, I'm taking the texter at their word.
Oh, well, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, that'll do.
I can check, but I'm lazy.
That's 300 G's each or something, roughly?
Something like that.
Okay, well, so far, though, we've all won 18 cents. Yeah. So congratulations to all of us.
I mean, if you round up, it's 19 cents. So,
let's round down. It's always safer. Okay. we got, we're going to talk about this call we got on the doggy line coming up on 106.1 Shea.
The Biggs and Barr Show. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 9. On the capital of rock, 106.1 Shea.
We got we have our Dougie line, which you can call 24 hours a day, by the way, and leave us a message.
613-216-3849, or DUGY.
Yeah. Also, we have our texting, which is 762-555. Somebody texted us during Instant Answer Question Time yesterday.
A couple days ago.
About how her son was starting a new school in a new province. And he was really nervous and asked for our advice. And we said to find the biggest guy in the school and stab him.
And punch him in the
face. Go right after him right away.
Just
set the tone.
Obviously, we were kidding. We just told him to be himself and, you know.
Yeah, well, you said, dude, like, everyone's nervous first day of school, even if you're coming back with friends you know and friends you don't know. And just be yourself. Don't let anyone pick on you, but be yourself. And eventually you'll find the crew you're supposed to run with.
But often when we get these questions, we don't ever know how it turns out. Nobody follows up, right?
Yeah.
You just go on with your day, ask a question, whatever.
But she left us a message, a really nice message. Nice. Yeah. So here.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to do a follow-up message. Yesterday morning, you had given a shout-out of encouraging words to my son, Dylan, who was starting his first day of a new school, new province, actually, as well. And he had been feeling really upset and crying, and he heard your message, and it really helped calm him and ground him, and he stopped crying. So you guys did a great job. Thank you so much for that. You all three of you have really, really big hearts. So thanks for helping my son. I really appreciate it. And so did he. Take care. Bye.
That's nice. I think we also complimented him on his name. Said, well, the coolest kid in school is always named Dylan.
It's a good name.
Because 90210 set that standard, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So,
hey guys, doing the Lord's work.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah.
I think we're just doing good human being work.
You're right.
Then, whoever's Lord who doesn't agree with that probably isn't ours. So.
But if you have something you'd like to say on the Dougie line, you can always call us too, 613-216-3849. And
good or bad.
Yeah, it doesn't
tell us
that
when
positive.
When we're jerks too.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not we're like everybody.
We're not infallible.
No, we are not flawless. Trust me. Trust me.
Yeah, we have mirrors.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I get up, I have a huge mirror in my bathroom, and every morning I get up, I'm like, why? Do I have this big mirror?
You got to be happy with that haircut, though. That is a pretty sweet haircut.
I went to the Stittsville barbershop, and they did a great job.
Tight fade.
Yeah. Wow, really
tight
nice.
Fade. Yeah, they spent a lot of time in the fade, which I was questioning at the time, but then when I saw the end product, I was like, ooh, that's good.
Looking boss over there.
Yeah,
sir.
Thanks, man.
Even
I
with your pipe smoking sweater
and
everything.
Yeah, I got my dad's sweater on and my tight fade. Yeah. I'm good.
What a specimen.
Yeah. New year, new me, right?
What a specimen.
I love being referred to as a specimen because it could mean so many things.
We got half-assed news coming up, and we'll review what happened with our 20 lottery tickets.
Yeah. Don't sound so disappointed. It's hard to tease it when you sound disappointed. We actually won something.
We did win. Yeah. We did win. We all won.
Yeah, we won the lottery.
So. Hold on.
The Bigs and Bar Show with Pasty Jamie.
Hey.
Hello.
Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 9.
On 106.1 Shay.
Hey, it's the Bigs and Bar Show. Yesterday after the show, we had a chance to talk to a friend of ours, Leon, who is the lead singer of a rock band out of Australia called The Lazies, with just the insanity that is happening on that continent. We figured we'd talk to somebody who's actually been there recently, but we did it after the show, so it's recorded, but we'll play it for you now. I believe it began with us asking him what he's doing.
Oh, you know, private information.
Well, since you are our, basically our only Australian friend that will return our calls, and we wanted to talk about the devastating fire situation in Australia, we called you.
Yeah, well, I feel honored. It's a really, really bad situation.
Where in Australia are you from?
I'm from Sydney, but west of there, I grew up in a place called Bathurst, and actually Lithgow through there has been really, really affected by the fires. In fact, everywhere has, as you know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's not good. It's actually gotten worse. I just got back. I went and spent some time with family over Christmas, and, you know, it's been out of control for months, but it's really catastrophic now.
Like, when you're flying into Australia, like, what does it look like?
Well, the first day, I take the aisle seat, so I don't know about flying in. But, the first day we went to Sydney, it was like the apocalypse, man. You couldn't see. There's a part in Circular Quay where you can stand at the Opera House and look at the Harbour Bridge, and you could barely see it. So that's the kind of devastation. And, you know, as everyone's seen on Facebook, the wildlife.
There's like half a billion animals are dead.
Yeah. And native ones at that, too. So, you know, like, imagine the concept of, like, koalas being extinct. It'd be awful. So, Canada has bushfire season, but Australia, obviously, down there, we have pretty bad bushfire season, but it's never been this bad. Like, literally, the country's on fire. It's like, what's happening?
There's, like, that picture from space or simulated picture from space. It actually looked, Jamie described it, it looks like prehistoric times. Like, the whole island is on fire.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they're saying, like, all the smoke's having an effect on other places in the world. And, you know, I don't know much about climate change or anything like that. I probably should, but it's not good.
Do you have people that you were close to that have been affected there, like, directly?
Yeah, my auntie and uncle live out in Orange, which are going through Lithgow, and they got completely steamrolled. And they're in Sydney now. They are older, and they can't, you know, if their place goes, it goes, because they just can't bear the smoke. And it's horrible, apparently. So
where does it stop?
It's a real disaster. It's a crisis now. Like, it's actually real.
Where does it stop? When it gets to the cities? When it's all concrete, basically? Is that where it's going to end?
Yeah, I reckon, but think about the air quality. I mean, you know, personally, I was just there for a month, and I didn't stop coughing. And since coming back to Canada, I haven't coughed. So that's one little example of how bad things are, and it's not the flames, I guess. It's everything else.
Hey, if you're just joining us, we're talking to Leon from the Lazies. He's our only Australian friend that would return our calls.
So you're actually, you're organizing a fundraiser or something as well?
Yeah, I'm trying to get together a bunch of locals and a few A-listers, you know what I mean? And with the aim of raising as much money as we can. I want to donate it to a wildlife charity. I haven't looked that far yet, but
yeah,
as you see, a lot of people are donating, and every dollar is going to count at the end of the day once the dust settles. If you guys want to plug it, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, make sure you give us all the information, and we'll do that for you.
There'll be online options to donate to the charity of which we choose. I definitely want to angle it towards the wildlife. They're really suffering. Obviously, a lot of people are as well. But
yeah, well, animals are always better than humans anyway.
They give us better love.
So, Leon, you know, this is probably the first time that we've all talked together and all of us have been sober. I've quite enjoyed it.
Hey, how do you know I'm sober?
That's a good point. That good is, point, yeah, sir.
It's hard to tell with you. There's no doubt.
You guys are legends.
Well, thanks for joining us, brother, and shedding a little bit of insight on the situation over there. And once you have all the info, you let us know. We'll make sure it gets out.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Leon. And I guess we'll play one of the Lazy songs just for doing us a favor.
Lazies!
This is Shake It Like You Mean It on 106.1 Shay. We have instant answer question time creeping up.
Yeah, text us any question you want, 762-555.
Sports, entertainment, life, science, not math. I mean, we can try our best, but that's probably one of the categories I can't.
When we say questions, like, how about some interesting questions? I don't know, sure. Math is super interesting.
Yeah. I mean, now all of our idea of interesting varies, though. I mean, Jamie just described a UPS driver to us from the window for
that's
about
true.
10 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, he was wearing a UPS Tilly hat. I'd never seen one before. It's
okay.
Different. We don't usually see the big trucks pull in here.
You
and I'm right by the
narrated
window.
Narrated him coming
almost
in
every day,
parking,
pulls in.
Getting out. Like you just stood there like an old man at the window, speaking things that you saw,
like reading signs as
yes,
you drive
as
down
you're
the
driving
highway.
Along, you just read
oh,
signs.
Oh, McDonald's, yeah. 11 kilometers.
That's what you just did.
I'm standing here. Yeah. I have the big window.
Yeah.
And I see him pull in. But listen, I'm the closest.
Half windows.
He pulls right in. It surprised me because it caught my eye.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, look at this. And I thought I'd share
man.
With my friends, who I thought were my friends.
A delivery
I thought
man
I'd share that the UPS guy was here, also kind of as a joke. And then I described him, that I was genuinely surprised that he had a Tilly hat. UPS branded with a patch on the front.
For 98% of the audience who don't know what a Tilly hat is, please explain what a Tilly hat is.
Yeah, I know what a Tilly hat is. I'm not explaining what a Tilly hat is. You mean for you, you don't know what a Tilly hat is, so you tried to play it off? He is. He's looking it up. He doesn't
know
what
a Tilly
hat is.
But I want to make sure I know what
a Tilly
hat is.
No, you don't. Clearly.
Oh, it's just like an old guy would be on safari hat.
Yeah, the one I wore to Mexico. How's a Tilly hat?
That's a Tilly hat. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
As a joke.
Yeah. So he had it was branded UPS?
He had a patch.
Yeah.
Probably sewed it on himself. Probably earned that patch by doing, or a badge by doing great work,
yeah.
And then he got to put it on his Tilly hat. It's like scouts or something.
All right.
I don't know the inner protocols in working a UPS, but that's what I reckon happened.
Well, you can still text us at 762-555 if you've survived that conversation.
Jerks, a lot of you.
And we'd love to answer your question. Okay?
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Hey, text us your questions. We'll answer as many as we can.
I ran over a box of Frosted Flakes at the grocery store by accident. Does that make me a serial killer?
Oh, knee slapper.
which is a question, but also a joke.
That's a great one.
No, because the cereal wasn't alive in the beginning.
Right.
And it's still there. It's just now in a garbage. You didn't kill it. Just displaced it from his home.
How would you rate your memory? Mine, poor. I would rate my memory. Well, that's not entirely true. My short-term memory is bad.
Oh, yeah.
My long-term memory is great. Like, I can tell you things that happened to me in grade school. But if you ask me what I did yesterday, not sure.
My long-term memory is horrendous. I remember things because I've told the story a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, when something happened to you as a kid? What?
Told
what did I say
story.
Wrong?
You said,
I said tell the story?
You said
okay,
tell.
You know what I meant. I told the story. I told the story a few times through my life, which is why I remember it.
I get
you. Like, I don't actually have visual mental pictures of anything past, like, 5 years ago. It's bad.
That is bad, yeah.
Can you guys finally tell the Tina Puke backstory? I remember you saying you'd tell it. It was your last day and you never told it at your last gig. Will you tell it here?
No.
No, we can't tell that story.
You can never tell the Tina Puke backstory.
In person, you can ask us about it.
Even then, we gotta
trust you. Gotta be in the inner circle.
What food combination would you like to ban? Myself, anything that is a baked good combined with lemon. Disgusting.
Yeah, that's your. I don't think there's anything I'm not willing to give a dance. I mean, if it's food. I mean,
Yeah.
Mix poop with peanut butter.
No, actually.
Obviously not, you idiot. I mean, like, if it's food. Hey, did you guys win the lottery or what? We did.
We did, yeah.
We won the lottery.
We won 15 free plays and $20. So that means that everyone gets a little bit over 18 cents
Let's
each.
Let's just make it 18 cents.
We'll round it to 18 cents. Yeah. And we've already put the free plays to work for Friday's draw. And next week, I think we're going to try and have a lottery party where people could come and gather and celebrate the win.
Get their check for 18 cents. 18 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah. What happens when the plow drops, boys?
Well, the BS stops.
Yeah.
Saw some plows dropping this morning. You know what that means.
It means the BS will stop.
No
sure
BS.
Was.
100% the BS will stop
no
this
BS.
Morning. Yeah, yeah.
When you guys get fired from this job, what is your backup plan?
It won't be for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I would probably do some real estate. I have my real estate license. My wife is a realtor, so probably work with her. I don't know. I might write a cookbook. I was thinking of that.
A cookbook, eh?
Yeah. I made a really nice...
What'd you
know how hard that is?
Yeah, well, it is and it isn't.
Not
because
really.
I make stuff every day. So, and sometimes it's good. So when I have a recipe that I like yesterday I made a nice haddock chowder. And it turned out quite delicious. And I thought I should write this recipe down and then maybe in a few years put out a cookbook.
Okay.
So you got to put in those things.
As exciting as you describing it, I am.
Cookbooks aren't exciting, but you have to eat, don't you? It would be simple.
Okay.
Man.
I gotcha. I'll buy it. I'll buy a copy.
You sir are a killjoy.
I'm not a killjoy.
You're very combative today.
What?
What's wrong?
How can you be so upset when we won the lottery and everything?
That's true.
15 free plays and $20.
I'm going to let the sun shine in, guys.
Change your life.
Would you ever wear a white tuxedo on a cruise ship? I don't know.
Is that a joke? I don't know.
Maybe it's a joke from something.
If I was I wouldn't be on a cruise ship because I don't want to sail through a trail of poo.
Yeah, if you don't know his
And if I was on vacation, it's probably in a warm place, and why would I wear a tuxedo? Kick rocks.
Hey, Jamie, I'm the same age as you. I was wondering if you find it easier to get along with people 10 years older than you or 10 years younger than you. So, Jamie, you're what, 37 now?
I am 34. Thank you.
You are getting old.
34.
Yeah.
Jason's exactly 10 years older than you.
Nope. He's 12 years older than me.
Close.
You said exactly 10.
We're on
either
side.
And you are nine years older than me.
Yeah, I'm 9 years older than you.
Either way is good. 10's a pretty good age. Anyone less than 10, like, you'd start to have
some 24-year-old, you'd be okay
hanging 100%.
With? Yeah?
Right. I'm young enough. I'm on the old Instagram. I see the memes.
Would you?
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I can get
but
by.
But who would you rather? Like, would you rather hang out with me and Jason, or would you rather hang out with two 24-year-old dudes?
It depends.
On
like
the
you
person.
Two specifically? I like hanging out with you guys for almost a decade every day.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I am, some people would
children,
say,
though, right?
Yeah, very immature for my age. Yeah. You know. Yeah.
I mean, we take care of our business.
Sure.
Business gets taken care of.
Yeah.
We grown men.
Yes.
Except when we tell you we are.
Yeah.
Man.
All right. That's it for another edition.
So giddy from the lottery.
It's an answered question.
Before we scoot. Jason, you have an update on the situation, shooting situation in the city?
Just before we did the news type segment at around 8 o'clock, there was word of a shooting in the 400 block of Gilmore Street here in Ottawa. And just a few minutes ago, they said one person has died after the shooting, and all four victims were found in a home. I guess three are in serious condition.
Targeted shooting.
They do say it was a targeted shooting, so it wasn't like a mass sort of random thing, which is always better to not have that.
Yes, yeah.
They don't have a suspect in custody, I don't believe.
Okay.
But they do say it was targeted, so it's not like someone's going around willy-nilly shooting people, which is always comforting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Still, obviously, horrendously
not a great
tragic,
situation.
But, I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. and our good friends over there at
1310 News. They'll have all the updates if you want to follow them on
social
media.
Avoid the area, though, because it's all shut down, too, obviously.
Yeah,
right?
So, yeah, they're going to be there for a while. So,
all right, and congrats to all our lottery winners today. We all won.
Mm-hmm.
18 cents each. We're going to have a lottery party. We'll talk about that as the week goes along, as we figure out the details on that. Mm-hmm. And we've also put the free plays, because we've got 15 free plays on top of it, into Friday's jackpot of $33 million. So,
yeah, maybe. I mean, $33 million, nothing to sneeze at.
No.
But, when we win that on
that's 300K that on Friday,
each. Be that's, great.
That'll work.
Good times.
James, you want to add anything here as we walk out the dough?
No, you guys did a great job summarizing up the day.
Any more UPS trucks pull
up? Any more Tilly hats drawing your attention?
We're about to have a Tilly real soon.
Are we?
Yeah,
it'll be a quick one. It'll be a quick one.
Donnybrook.
Yeah. I know about your runner's knee.
I know about your back.
We know all your injuries.
Yeah. I'll take you out quick, son. What are the three things
going
to
happen?
Okay, you hit me. I hit the floor. The ambulance hits 90 on the way to the hospital. Yeah. You know what I'm going to do to your door handle.
Yeah.
Call the Dougie Line 24 hours a day. Leave us a message. 613-216-3849. We'll see you tomorrow. Ciao.
This is DHEZ, Ottawa, home of the Biggs and Bar Show, weekday mornings, 106.1.